Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Coca-Cola. For the big, for the small, the short, and the tall. Peacemakers. Risk takers. For the optimists. Pessimists. For long distance love. For introverts and extroverts. The thinkers and the doers. For old friends and new. Coca-Cola. For everyone. Pick up some Coca-Cola at a store near you.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Monday, December 1st, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And it's crazy it's December already. Well, I guess not that crazy because we did just have Thanksgiving, but it's wild that it's already almost the end of the year. Put up all the Christmas decorations on Sunday, nice little Sunday off, got the tree up, all the little, you know, different things around the house. It always just feels better when you have the Christmas stuff up. I feel like the holiday season, I mean, you know, it's the best time of the year, but when you get the decorations up, it just feels good. Feels warm in the house, feels comfortable. So with that being said, let's talk about some football, because the nice part about getting all those things done on Sunday was you also got to sit around a little bit and watch some football once it was over. And one thing that I think is pretty clear watching the rest of the league, the Eagles, and It pains me to even say this because we know when we watch them play, they're not playing well right now. But man, they still really do have a chance. I mean, the Rams go to Carolina and they struggle. Like, the Bucs don't look that. You look around the league and there's just no dominant team, especially in the NFC, but in general, that I think people should be afraid of right now. Now, the Rams deserve credit for playing better than the Eagles this season. And, you know, getting that one seed still not going to be super easy. But you just don't look around and go, okay, this team's a major problem for the Eagles. The Rams are probably the closest thing, but they looked human on Sunday against an average Carolina team. So the Eagles need to play better. It starts with them. They're the ones that have to turn it around. They're the ones that have to be better on offense. They're the ones that have to be better on defense. Like, it all begins with them. But the good news is there's just not that team out there that scares you. And it's another week into the season where that remains the case. So We'll see how the Eagles themselves do, because right now I don't know if I'd pick them to beat almost any team in the NFL with how sloppy they're playing, the mistakes they're making, how, you know, frankly, like, disinterested they looked against the Bears. But if they put it together, it is still there to be won. And the title is still theirs until someone takes it from them. So the dream of a repeat during the best time of the year does live on. And I'm excited to begin December with you guys because it's going to be an interesting month. The Chargers, the Raiders, Buffalo, Washington, four winnable games for the Eagles. But it's just really, can they put it together? I feel like I've said that 15 times so far this already on the pod. But it's what I thought about like a lot this weekend. Can they somehow do it? Can they avoid 2023? Can they turn this thing around? And it'll be interesting to watch them go into the playoffs as they do, because they've always gone into the playoffs either playing terrible or playing great. I guess 2021 would be an example of them only playing okay. But even then, at that point, we felt they were playing great for who they were. So maybe it'll be a time where they go in 2-2, right? And like 8-8 in their final 16 or whatever. So we will find out. All right. Let's get this thing going, because you're back at work. It's a Monday. The holiday weekend is over, so maybe it doesn't feel like the best time of the year, but let's get the pod going with what is on the schedule for today. And today, we're going to hear from Nick Sirianni for the first time since he spoke after the loss to the Bears. He's had the full weekend to watch it. He's had the full weekend to think about things. It'll be interesting to see what he says today. He will be asked about Petullo. He'll be asked about any major changes. He'll probably say there's no schematic advantage to give it. He will talk about, you know, what he saw in that game. So that'll be, we don't know yet. The Eagles still haven't told us. Not really sure why. And I wouldn't read into that, by the way. That's just, sometimes they don't tell us until late. But Sirianni, my guess would be around 3:15. That's normally when he speaks to us on day after, like the day after the game press conference. So probably 3:15, Sirianni. Tune in. My guess is the afternoon show will carry it, but if not, I'll have all the interesting stuff for you in tomorrow's Daily Pod. But outside of that, we just got the Jordan Mailata show from 6 to 7. Me, Spike Eskin, Jordan Mailata. Seems like he says something newsworthy every week, so make sure you tune into that. And then the Players Lounge. Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, and me, and a player to be named. We will see. It's basically always an offensive lineman or Tanner McKee. So chances are that's who it'll be. But who knows? Maybe we'll get a defensive guy to come out. So Nick Sirianni, 3:15, 6 to 7, Jordan Mailata show, 7 to 8, the Players Lounge. All right, the injury report. The Eagles actually made it out of that game pretty healthy. So going into this week, no major injuries to keep an eye on, really. I guess the Lane Johnson thing continues to be something to monitor. It seems like that Raiders game is when he's targeting to be back, but if not, one game after. So obviously good news overall with that. We'll see when he comes back, how he can finish, how he can play, all those things. But at least the good news is it wasn't ruled out. He wasn't ruled out for the season. He wasn't placed on IR. So hope remains that, you know, not this Chargers game. And the Chargers game feels an eternity away, by the way. It's still a week from today. God, just, I think this team needs a football game to be played. But maybe not. Maybe watching them play won't help anybody. But regardless, Lane unlikely to play in that Chargers game. It seems like the Raiders game is the first true hope where he could be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
All right. News, the book drive, over $14,000, got a few hundred dollars in donations over the weekend. Thank you guys so much to everybody that did go out and make that donation. And we got a tight fight at the top for the two teams trying to get the Zach Bond signed football. So go if you want to, you know, there's still plenty of time if you want to hop into the race, see if you can win the Zach Bond signed football. Of course, all the money donated to the Treehouse book Touchdown for Book charity drive goes to Treehouse Books, helps them get books into the hands of local kids. Over 2,000, I think maybe over 2,500 books donated so far through the generous donations of you guys. I'm very thankful, very grateful that you guys have decided to make this a success, because I know the good it does. I know how much it means to them to get this type of financial resource to help the kids in the community. So awesome stuff from everybody. And in addition, you can get a shirt from Dewani Soraya, one of the top local artists in the city. So thank you to everybody that has donated. All right, let's get into the pod. We got a little bit of news, and then we're going to get into the Jalen Hurts rewatch report card. I guess the good news for the Eagles is it was a pretty quiet few days. There was no earth-breaking report. There was no, you know, no leaks, no anything like that. So at least the 2 days after the game remained relatively quiet. It's a good news for the Eagles. But the one thing that was kind of reported was, of course, about Kevin Petullo. So Mike Garofolo was on NFL Network doing the normal morning Sunday stuff and had this to say about Kevin Petullo and his job status.
Eagles offense and the problems with it, at least for extended periods of time this season. And after the Bears lost the Eagles lost to the Bears the other day, head coach Nick Sirianni said he's not changing play callers. He's standing by Kevin Petullo. When I talk to people down there, they say there's a variety of factors for why the offense isn't going right now, whether it's a missed throw, a miscommunication, the offensive line is banged up, Lane Johnson not out there, a penalty to take away a big play. A lot of factors at play. Even A.J. Brown, the wide receiver, was asked after the game, should there be a change on the coaching staff? He said that's a, quote, crazy question. Look, I've covered this team for a while. Over the last decade, I've felt some mutinies when players want coaches and coordinators out of there. This truly doesn't feel like it. As Brown said, the problem is execution. So they've got a long layoff Friday to Monday. Got to figure it out.
So I think that's, you know, Mike Garofolo, one of the best in the business. He's not just saying that. That's clearly what he's hearing. And I think that's probably what you've heard on this pod or whatever local beat writer you enjoy consuming content from. But I just don't think they blame Kevin Petullo. Now, that doesn't mean they can't eventually get pressured into getting rid of him. If they lose to the Chargers again, you never know. Maybe the public pressure becomes too much. But I think when they watch each play, they don't think it's Petullo. And I think Garofolo backs that up. And while we can all say from the outside, well, make a change. It's tough to do internally when you don't think that's the problem. I mean, it's a little almost like someone coming to fix your house and telling you part A needs fixed, but you just want to do part B because that's what you actually think the problem is. Like, we can all think we know what the problem is. The Eagles know more than us on what the problem is, or at least they believe they know more than us on it. It's possible they're just making an error in judgment here. But they don't think Petullo is the problem. And as you can hear there from Garofalo, they believe execution should turn it around. And I know that frustrates people to hear, but that actually should maybe make you feel a little bit better. Like, they don't feel they have a problem in the design. They don't feel they have a problem in the coach. They think if the players can just stop making little mistakes, this thing can turn around. Now, which is easier to fix? That's a good question, right? You could argue that if, you know, 13 or 12 games into the season, if they're still making the same mistakes, maybe those mistakes are never going to get fixed. But that's probably an easier thing to do, in my opinion. They could completely rehaul the offense, bring in a new guy, bring in a new play caller, have whatever continuity you did have thrown out the window, and kind of restart heading into the playoffs. So I know it's frustrating if you're one of the people listening that once Petullo gone, you're probably thinking, how could they do this? But if they don't think it's the problem, maybe this is the best shot to turning it around. So we'll see. But I think it's pretty obvious. And look, you never know. Nick does talk today. I'd imagine he's still going to stand behind Petullo. But for now, it certainly seems Petullo is staying. All right. Another interesting thing from over the weekend, and I don't know if I would classify this as a leak because it feels like this is maybe something that's been known, not something that came out after the game to like point fingers. But our good friend of the pod, friend of the radio show, Jimmy Kemsky, a Philly voice, wrote in his 10 awards thing he does after games, which is a must read for all Eagles fans, that essentially he's heard Jalen doesn't want to run the ball. Excuse me. Jalen doesn't want to run the ball as much this year. And it's less a coaching thing of not getting the ball. And it's more a Jalen really doesn't want to run it. And this was reported as well, I believe after, but I'm not sure. It could have been concurrently by Jeff McClain of the Inquirer. So two reporters this weekend come out and say Jalen does not want to run the ball. And this is something we've talked about all during the season, is why aren't they running it as much? If you look at the games with the fewest designed runs in his career, they're like mostly all this season. There's games where he left early. There's games where he was injured. But in terms of playing the full game, this season, you are seeing fewer design runs for Jalen. And we talked about it last week with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on the WIP Afternoon Show about how it could open up the offense if he runs it more. And he did have a few design runs against the Bears, but certainly not enough. And so the question is, why aren't they doing it? And it seems like the answer could be Jalen doesn't want to do it. And this would lean into the idea of what's kind of been reported again and again and said by everybody in the know, that the offense looks how Jalen wants it to look and they run what Jalen wants to run. Now, in terms of the benefit of not running him, there probably is a benefit to this. And if Jalen doesn't want to run it, you know, let's just go with this being true. If Jalen doesn't want to run it, then they shouldn't have him run it. Like, I get that you have to do things you don't want in your job, but if Jalen doesn't feel like he wants to risk his body running the ball, then I don't know what they can do. Like, you can't make him run the play. I guess in theory you could make him run the play, so I take that back. But like, we saw this with McNabb. McNabb got to a point where he didn't want to run the ball. But the thing is, if you're not going to run it, then you got to be better in the pocket. And we'll talk about this at the Jalen Hurts rewatch report card. But I don't think Jalen has been as good in the pocket this year. And maybe that's because he's trying not to run it. He is thinking in the pocket more. He's less decisive in the pocket in an effort to not take off and run. But the design runs, I think, would definitely help the Eagles offense. It just gives something else for the defense to have to look out for. It makes them think more pre-snap. Maybe he could take it. I think Jalen's a good runner, so I think it would just be positive plays when he does run it. So if he's deciding he doesn't want to run it as much because maybe he doesn't, you know, feels he could get hurt, maybe he, whatever the reason might be, I mean, who knows? Maybe he doesn't want to be known as a running quarterback. Maybe he wants to prove he can do it from the pocket. I feel like a lot of running quarterbacks have to fight that, and a lot of times they elect to try to stop running it to prove they can pass the ball. Now look, he's a Super Bowl MVP. I don't know, you know, how much more he has to prove at the NFL level, but yeah, so if he doesn't want to run it, and that's kind of like the message coming out from you know, whoever leaked that to Jimmy and McClain, well, then I guess it is what it is, but we'll have to monitor that the rest of the season. Now, Jalen was asked last week about the willingness to run the ball, and he basically was like, I'll do whatever helps the team win. His definition of that, of course, could be different than everyone else's. His definition of helping the team win could be, I stay in the pocket, I'm healthy, and I don't have to worry about getting hurt. Other people would feel what would really help is if he ran the ball more. So he'll talk this week. Sure, he'll get asked about it. because I'll ask about it if no one else does. And we'll see what he says. But definitely something to monitor moving forward, especially going into LA, a fast turf, a dome. He can be a real threat on the ground. It could really, really help the offense. And, you know, quick side note, not great that they're going into Monday Night Football just in terms of like the pressure on this game. All Monday on all the major networks are going to be talking about them. So big game coming up for sure. All right. I guess we'll turn our attention. Well, actually, let me do this first. So just a random thought I had watching the games on Sunday. You know, I'm watching Red Zone and the Saints quarterback, Tyler Skahl, I think it is. I know we just talked about this with James, and my apologies for not getting the name right, but throws a pick six, throws an interception. And I thought to myself, the contract or the trade negotiations between the Saints and the Eagles for Tanner McKee are going to be fascinating. Now, we won't get to listen to them. They'll be done privately. But it's going to be interesting because McKee's entering the final year of his contract. Kellen Moore is in New Orleans. Kellen Moore knows how good Tanner McKee is. He knows how much the Eagles like McKee. He knows that they view him as a starting quarterback. But he also knows he's going into the final year of his deal. And maybe they extend McKee. You never know. Look, I can't blame him for signing a contract extension for millions of dollars when he is on a 6-round rookie contract or whatever it is. But then also, he might want a chance to play elsewhere. So the Saints and Eagles negotiating for McKee is going to be very telling. Like, how willing are the Eagles to move McKee? Like, they have Jalen, and presumably he might get a new contract this offseason. So if they don't extend Jalen and they don't trade McKee, like, that would be interesting. If they trade McKee, then that's a doubling down on Jalen. If they pay Jalen, then obviously you're doubling down on Jalen. Maybe the Eagles decide, you know what? We'd rather just have a backup quarterback we think could play really well at a high level for a few weeks if he needed to. Maybe they don't trade him at all. But just sitting there on the couch, surrounded by my Christmas decorations, I did think it's going to be an interesting trade negotiation. Because you know they'll call and you know they'll talk. And we'll see what ends up happening. But that's an off-season thing. All right, let's turn our attention back to the Bears game, as much as you might not want to, but hopefully you took 2 days off not thinking about it. But today, the reality smacked you in the face that the Eagles did indeed lose to the Bears in embarrassing fashion. It wasn't just a bad dream after eating too much food on Thanksgiving. So we're going to get into the Jalen Hurts rewatch report card, but also I wanted to go over some stuff Chauncey Gardner-Johnson said, because I saw this after the Daily was already recorded for Saturday. But Chauncey, as he earned the right to, was certainly talking. So Chauncey Gardner-Johnson walking off the field after the Bears beat the Eagles apparently says, and there's video of it, it's just tough audio, he knew they were going to fold. He knew they were going to fold. And then Jeff Nyberg of the Inquirer, credits him, asks him about it, and his answer is essentially, like, you know, why? How did you know they were going to fold? And he said, because I've been here before. Yikes. Then he goes on a FaceTime interview with LeSean McCoy and Emmanuel Acho, and he's asked if the offense is predictable. And he quietly looks and then does an over-exaggerated wink right in the camera, which makes McCoy and Acho laugh. So, look, Chauncey was obviously upset the Eagles traded him, was obviously upset, my guess is, Eagles will not bring him back after he was cut by the Texans earlier this year. He went in there, the Bears dominated, he has the right to flex on the Eagles. And it had to be tough for the Eagles because I didn't think bringing back Chauncey was the right call, but I don't know how you watch him play and not think they could use a player like Chauncey. Like, again, I get the reason for not bringing him back, like all that, but man, when he comes into your building, the defense he plays for dominates the Eagles offense, it's a tough look. And Isaiah Rodgers tweeted this out. Of course, Isaiah Rodgers, former Eagle, current Viking. And I'll have to give Joe Giglio credit for this. Like, say what you will about Chauncey, and I think it's some degree of foolish stat. He does win almost everywhere he goes. Obviously, Houston, they didn't win there, but Eagles won when he was here in 22, goes to the Lions, doesn't really play, but they win in 23. 24, he goes to the Eagles, they win the Super Bowl. Now, he does start 25 on the Texans. That doesn't go well for him, but now he's in Chicago, and they're having the best season they've ever had. And I don't think it's not all Chauncey, but maybe there is just something to that guy brings something to the locker room. So if you're Chauncey, you get a victory lap. If you're someone that wanted him to bring Chauncey in, I think you get to do a little bit of a victory lap as well. And certainly was probably not fun for Howie Roseman to see these videos of Chauncey talking. All right, you know what else probably wasn't fun for Howie Roseman or really anybody? Watching that Eagles offense on Black Friday, and we are going to get into the Jalen Hurts rewatch report card on the other side. Yes, we'll relive the game one more time because there's been a lot of talk about why the offense is struggling. And as much as we don't want to admit it, I think there's a pretty clear answer. So we'll get into that on the other side, but first, a word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast, smart move. Being financially savvy, smart move. Another smart move, having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by White Claw Surge. Nice choice hitting up this podcast. No surprises. You're all about diving into tastes everyone in the room can enjoy. Just like White Claw Surge. It's for celebrating those moments when connections have been made and the night's just begun. With bold flavors and 8% alcohol by volume, unleash the night. Unleash White Claw Surge. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw Seltzer Works. Chicago, Illinois.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
Okay, let's get into the Jalen Hurts rewatch report card. And before we get into his play overall, we'll go over his stats, different throws I like, throws I didn't like, moments in the game he struggled, moments in the game he was good. We'll regrade his performance as we always do. I did want to say this because whenever the Eagles lose, or really whenever they win, there's a ton of discussion about Jalen Hurts the following day. So all weekend, every time I check Twitter, it's people in Jalen Hurts' camp blaming Petullo, and it's people in the coaching staff's camp blaming Jalen. And we all know the answer is, like, it's somewhere in the middle, right? And it's funny, I know I get viewed as, like, a hot take guy and, like, always have extreme takes, and there certainly are times, like, I have takes that are far to one side. But I think often what happens is I'm actually more in the middle. And so when people swing one way, I'm like, well, it's not really that bad. Or when they swing the other way, I'm like, well, it's actually not that good. And so where I fall on Jalen Hurts, right? And some people think I'm a Jalen Hurts hater. Some people think I love Jalen Hurts, which is probably good because it means I'm giving both sides. But the reality is this. The quarterback's the most important player on the field. So when I watch a game and the offense struggles, I'm going to think the quarterback struggled because when in a game where the offense really only scored one meaningful touchdown and then got a trash touchdown at the end, they were bad. The offense was really bad. And yes, that is on everybody. It's on the offensive line. It's on the coaching. It's on the quarterback. But the quarterback always matters more. And so if you're maybe battling with yourself internally as to like, well, Jalen was Super Bowl MVP last year. And I you know, all offseason, I said he was a top five quarterback. That can all still be true. He's just not playing well right now. And if we want to act like this season is some type of, I hope I use this word right, some type of like referendum on Jalen, as in like, he can't be it. Well, then I guess none of the players on offense can, besides Devontae. I guess my lot is not that good. I guess Juergen's not that good. I guess Nick's not a good head coach, right? So yes, right now, Jalen is not playing at a high level. He is not playing at the level he did last year. I don't believe that means this is the player he is. Just like I don't believe that Mailata at left tackle is a bad player. I don't believe Cam Juergens is a bad center. I don't believe Lane. Now, Lane hopefully is not hurt the rest of his career. But like, you get the point I'm making, right? I don't think Saquon is cooked for the rest of his career. Not many, if any, players besides Devontae and like Landon at this point are playing at a high level. So it's got to be one or the other, right? It can't be only Jalen this year is playing poorly in the way that it's like who he is. Like, I think Jalen has it in him to put together enough games for this team to still win the Super Bowl. I think this team could potentially put together enough games to still win the Super Bowl. But we also have to be honest. And Jalen is not playing well right now. He is missing throws. His accuracy is hurting. And one thing that really stood out to me in this game, he is not doing a good job in the pocket this season. And one thing that often sticks in my head, and I think it's a fair point, is Spike Eskin will bring this up, and that he is in saying that Jalen is one of the highest quarterbacks in the NFL at sack rate, which means when players get to him, he is often sacked. And when I watch him, he seems petrified. Petrified is not fair. He seems worried about the rush. Right. And that could be because the offensive line's not played well. So naturally this year, when there's pressure, even starting to get it to him, he believes it's going to get there and it's not going to get picked up. And the other thing could be he knows he takes a lot of sacks. And so when the pressure starts to come, he bails the pocket like that. But one thing I thought he did a lot against Chicago was bail on plays. Like the second it looked like there was pressure, he wasn't throwing it. Or he was bailing the pocket. But I saw a lot of receivers open against Chicago where you can look and go, well, the pressure was getting to him. But it can't be a world where the quarterback bails on the play as soon as there is a sign of pressure. I'm not saying sit in there and get drilled every play, but the NFL does protect quarterbacks. You will get flags, and teams are going to not like try to get flagged. And I thought there were a lot of plays against Chicago where Jalen stood in the pocket or didn't stand in the pocket where Jalen could have got rid of the ball, but tucked it too quickly because of pressure. So let's get into the Jalen Hurts rewatch report card and talk, you know, kind of play by play as to what I saw from Hurts. And let's start, of course, with the first quarter. One thing that really stood out to me was he only attempted like three throws in the first quarter. Now, part of that is because the Bears had the ball way more. The Eagles were trying to run the ball, but he just barely threw the ball. So one throw that obviously stood out was a 2nd-and-5 throw in the first quarter, a throw to Devontae that just dies on him. And watching it live, I thought it was tipped. I've rewatched it. There's been close-ups, and it wasn't tipped. It just completely dies on him. Now, I do think Jalen throws a nice deep ball. He hasn't this year. I do think he throws a nice deep ball, though. So I think there is, like, I'm not saying Jalen has a noodle arm, but I do think this past month has called into question his arm strength because they have played in windy games, and Caleb Williams threw the ball well, right? Like, Jalen's arm seemed to struggle with the wind, in my opinion, in this game. And the concerning part of that is, well, they might go to Chicago in the playoffs now because they lost to the Bears. They're going to have home playoff games potentially. I mean, it's looking like, who knows, maybe they won't. But assuming they win the division, they'll have at least one home playoff game. Like, there's going to be wind. It's going to be cold. And I think over this past month, Jalen's arms not look great in the wind. And on this throw, the 2nd-and-5 throw, Devontae's open. Like, if you want to do a, this offense is simplistic, guys are never open. Devontae's open. The ball just doesn't get to him. Jalen throws it, and it like it falls 3 yards short of Devontae. So that was a bad throw. All right, another throw that stood out to me, 3rd-and-5 throw, and this is what we just talked about, drops back. He has Goddard in the flat. Like Goddard, the defender is, his back is to Goddard. Like he has a chance to hit Goddard, and he just doesn't throw it because there's pressure in the pocket. And again, I just kind of did this rant, but he's got to be willing to stay in the pocket a little longer because there are guys open on short routes, crossing routes, hitches, middle of the field hitches that they're just not getting the ball. And I think part of the reason is because he's bailing on pressure. So a 3rd-and-5 play, doesn't throw it. They don't get the first down. And I thought there was a clear chance to get Goddard the ball. And I could see why that play made sense because he loves throwing to Goddard in the flat. They do it. Excuse me, they do it a lot. We'll talk about it later in the game. So whether it was Jalen that, whether it was Jalen that ultimately called that play or whether it was Petullo that called and Jalen decided to run it, like it's a throw he likes to make and he didn't make it. Second quarter, I thought this was one of the best plays of the game. It was a beautiful play, perfectly designed, perfectly executed. Great throw by Jalen, great execution by Jalen. Jalen gets the ball, they roll to the right. Goddard is underneath on a shorter route. Devontae goes over the top. The attention gets to Goddard. Jalen hits Devontae, 30-yard gain. Great throw, great catch, get some yak. Like, beautiful, beautiful play. And a reminder that this offense can still do some positive things at times. So a 3rd-and-3, 30-yard gain. You love to see it. Really, really nice play. Really nice play by Jalen. Okay, so here's a 3rd-and-8 play with the miss to Devontae. And everyone in the world has broken down what they think happened on this play. Jalen's talked about this play. I'm going to give you my interpretation of the play. So just to reset the stage, it's 3rd-and-8, little under 14 minutes to play in the second quarter. This is the throw to Devontae that's behind him, and where Goddard is wide open. So in my opinion, it's pretty clear what happens on this play. pre-snap, they get the look they want. Jalen identifies the coverage. He knows what he believes the route is going to be, and it works. Like, I think Jalen probably confidently threw that football because he saw the coverage he wanted, and he thought Devontae was going to be in one place. Well, Devontae, whether a miscommunication, and this is what they said. Jalen said two guys on two different pages, and I'll believe them. Devontae didn't speak after the game. Devontae keeps going, and the ball is behind him. Obviously, it looks really, really bad because the throw is wide open. It's behind him, and everyone's like, that's an accuracy throw. Clean pocket. Ball isn't intercept. Ball is not tipped. Like, just a bad throw. But if you think that he's going to stop there, then obviously that impacts the throw. So I believe pre-snap, Jalen got what he wanted. The coverage was correct, and Devontae saw something different, or Jalen saw something different where he expected Devontae to sit. Devontae thought he should keep going. And to be fair, like, in a way, both were correct. Now, Devontae was probably a little more correct because if Devontae keeps going and Jalen hits him in stride, it's probably a touchdown. So I do think Devontae was correct, but also it would have been a first down if he just sat there. So I think it was a miscommunication and not an accuracy thing. Now let's get to the Goddard part of it, because Goddard is wide open. Now, my opinion of it is this. That's a busted coverage. The Bears messed that up. So pre-snap, Jalen sees that that side of the field is probably not going to have a good option, and Devontae's the better option. Now, you could say he needs to, like, you know, you could argue he should check back in on Goddard, I guess. But if his first reads Devontae and Devontae's wide open, he's throwing that ball. So it looks bad. You know, it ends up being a missed opportunity in a way, because clearly had he thought Goddard was going to be open, you like to think he would have thrown it to him. And, you know, you like to think he would make that throw and it would have been a touchdown. But to me, this is about miscommunication. And that's frustrating too, though. Like, if you want to be frustrated with the play because Jalen should have got it to Devontae and it's an accuracy thing, like, yeah, that's frustrating. But I almost think it's more frustrating that it was a miscommunication, because it's now 12 games of this. They play together for multiple years. I get things are going to happen. But on a big down, you need your big guys to be on the same page and communicate, and it didn't happen. So it looks really bad on tape. It is really bad, but I think the reasoning is not just like accuracy. I think that was a miscommunication. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel
warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
And I just talked about, you know, early in the game, a third and five play. They run, it's not a similar play, but Goddard's in a similar place in the field. Second and eight, that little throw to Goddard, they run it so much where Jalen rolls out, he rolls out to Goddard's side. It's like a 5-yard catch or a pass to Goddard, who ideally gets it and is able to turn up field. He's not often able to turn up field, but they ran that play, and it's just crazy how much they run it. Like, Jalen must love it. They must have confidence in it. It's a fine play, but it certainly isn't the most exciting play in the world. All right, second and nine, 2 minutes ago in the second quarter, a throw to AJ over the middle of the field. This is the play that you've probably seen where the ball just kind of sails between two defenders. It looks like maybe AJ stops, you know, maybe a miscommunication. But for me, the throw is too far ahead of AJ. I know AJ, you know, I guess and ideally you want him stretching his arm out and diving for the ball, but I think AJ was running and said, I'm not getting to that ball. And there was a defender coming where he could potentially have gotten hit. I just think it was a bad throw. And you can see Jalen afterward is upset. He makes some type of indication like AJ should have kept going. And to be fair, AJ has not earned the benefit of the doubt this season. There have been plays that have looked like he kind of bailed on. But I thought it was a poor throw by Jalen. All right, third and 19, second quarter, 150 to go. You know, good example of what everyone says where there's no third and 20 play. Like, they found themselves in those situations again. Mistakes behind the sticks. They did it again. On this play, I do think Darius Cooper breaks free for what would have been a first down. But that could have been, as I think Jason Avant calls it, like a love of the game route where Jalen's never looking for Darius Cooper. But he is open. He is open, and it could have been a first down. But again, a play where I think Jalen bails on the pocket too quick. And if he does stay in the pocket, who knows? Maybe he decides to look over to Cooper, who is open. I believe it was Cooper, at least. It was hard to see the number from the sky view cam. But I thought there was an option there. Another play where I think Jalen bails the pocket too early. Third quarter, they come out and just an extremely frustrating play. 14:53 to go, first and 10. It's a short play to Saquon where it just like hits off his helmet. Saquon's not expecting it. Just a good example of like nothing is working right now on this offense. I believe Jalen, because he has the most power on the field, is the player that needs to turn it around the most. But everyone's messing up. Like, Saquon doesn't see the ball coming, right? Like, Jordan Mailata trips on a play. It's just like everyone's messing up. And when you come out of half, first of all, the stadium's like half empty. People are not exactly rushing back to get to watch this offense. It was an extremely frustrating moment in the game. All right, third and nine, just over 14 minutes to play. On the surface, to me, it looks like a blitz ruins the play. And to an extent, it does, because a blitzer comes free. But AJ is wide open on a crossing route over the middle of the field. And Jalen just bails on it again. And I think Hurts has time. Like, if that amount of pressure is going to cause Jalen to bail in the pocket, then teams are going to blitz him all the time, because that is an open throw to AJ. Like, that is a throw that should be made. AJ should get a first down. You know, you have that embarrassing play to start the drive, but that should have been a first down to get it going. Instead, he doesn't make the throw. They don't get the first down. And, you know, tension gets even higher in the stadium. But I thought AJ was open and that he could have thrown the ball. All right, let's talk about the interception. So 11:40 to go, second and 10. Pressure comes right away. And this was legit pressure. Like, Jalen had to break the pocket. He rolls out. He tries to hit AJ deep. Just a poor throw, again, where, like, If there is no safety, it's not the worst decision in the world, because I do think there is a perfect throw that can get the ball to him. But the throw is not perfect, and there is a safety that comes and undercuts it. And it's second and 10. So this wasn't a desperation situation. Now, were they going to convert third and 10? Probably not. But it wasn't like it was third and 19 and you go, well, it's basically a punt. Like, no, he could have not thrown that ball to AJ and it was intercepted. So poor throw by Jalen, just a very uncharacteristic decision by him. He's getting a little more reckless with the ball, but still overall has been pretty good at it this year. And that was a bad one. Then a positive play, just under 10 minutes play, first and 10. Beautiful play to AJ over the middle. There's pressure on him, but sticks in, throws it to AJ with good accuracy, who get yards over the middle and after the catch. And again, an over the middle throw. If you look at AJ's route tree that since has been released. Like, he was over the middle of the field a bunch. So it's something they did. He just didn't get it every time. I thought he should have. The touchdown to AJ. Like, great throw. Well, put it this way. I thought live it wasn't a great throw. I will say, hearing Nick talk earlier in the week about the throw to Devontae against Dallas, where he said Jalen purposely underthrew it, then like maybe that's what he where he wanted to go with the ball. So I won't kill the throw, but it certainly looked underthrown. AJ had to adjust to it, comes away with the catch. But what really stood out to me was there were so many players open on this play. Like, a good play call by the coaches, and Jalen picks the right one because he gets AJ, throws it to him. Good play, right? Just like a good play, good adjustment by AJ. And, you know, it feels like they're in the game. Now, fourth quarter, they're still in the game, but the offense stalls again. 12:42 to play, first and 10. Deep pass to Devontae that's incomplete. I believe this is a play where everyone wanted a flag. I was surprised he threw it because there's a safety over the top. You don't often see Jalen try to squeeze a throw into a window down the sideline. Normally, if he throws it deep, it's one-on-one coverage. But it was a bad throw, and he's kind of lucky it was, because if he overthrows it, it might be intercepted. Devontae tries to come back for the ball. Everyone wants pass interference. But it was a poor throw. It was a poor throw. I do think, like, an elite throw gets him the ball, but it was not an elite throw. All right, 12 minutes ago, third and six. And it's a crossing route, and it's a play that they run all the time. And you probably can picture it in your head. It's like two guys run across the middle of the field. It almost looks like they could slap hands as they kind of cross each other, and Jalen picks which one he wants to throw the ball to. They hit big on it last year against the Saints to Goddard, where he gets it over the middle of the field. Dotson kind of sets a pick a little bit, and Goddard's wide open. So Jalen, right, like third and six, AJ's open, Jalen's in the pocket. He thinks pressure is there, and as a result, he steps up, which throws off the timing of the play. Also throws him off because he delivers an inaccurate pass to AJ. The ball is behind AJ. AJ has to almost go to the ground to get it. Then he has to get back up. At that shot, he doesn't have a chance of getting the first down. Just throw the ball. Throw the ball quicker. Like, and this is something you'll see a lot of people bring up. Baldy had a really good breakdown of it. Yeah, there's pressure, but throw it. Like, AJ's open. The reaction to the pressure, I thought, was a little extreme in this game. So, I mean, look, after this, they're down 24-9. I don't really think it matters at this point. The Bears weren't really trying. He did have some nice throws. He had a nice throw to AJ over the middle of the field for a 13-yard gain. He did have one play they ran a few times where they kind of cleared off one side of the field. They get Devontae one-on-one. They try to hit him short and ask him to break a tackle. He just wasn't able to do it in the game. But again, so that's kind of my recap of the game. I gave him an F on the report card afterwards. I'm going to give him, you know, like a D minus now, but just not a great game from Jalen. And if they're going to turn it around, they're going to need Jalen to be better. And if you want to believe in this season, it is this. They're likely going to the playoffs. And if Jalen's the concern, well, Jalen has played really big in playoff games before. Maybe that'll be reason to turn it around. But that'll be the rewatch report card. Everybody go out. Try not to think of the Bears game, because they got a game coming up in a week, and maybe they'll turn it around. You never know. All right. That'll do it for today's podcast. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.